Hello, friends. Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Today's workout is a natural disaster. It is linchpin test number 9. Again, our relationship is based on trust, so I'm going to shoot you straight. It's profoundly difficult, challenging, heavy, technical, the whole 9 yards. But there's nothing negative in there. Don't let that be like, I'm so bummed out, I'm not going to be able to do it. You will. I'm right there with you. I'm going to have to scale and modify this also. So there's going to be a little bit something for everybody, and we'll find a way that all of us do what's right, and we improve by the end of the day. But here's the workout of the day. Linchpin test number 9. I also made this the for time or not workout of the week due to some of the challenges in there that if you just wanted to let the clock run and just take the time you need, great. It'll be a good day. But if you want to run the clock, get after it. 5 rounds for time or not of a 50-foot handstand walk, and then 5 squat cleans at 225 pounds for men, 155 pounds for women. Yikes. Everything about this workout, yikes. That's a total of 250 feet of handstand walking. Darn near an entire football field, okay? And then you're going to do 25 squat cleans over the course of that at 225 or 155. So this is a bruiser. It's also why it's the not for time option, because maybe somebody, they've got handstand walking, but that's a lot. They can squat clean that, but they're going to need a lot of rest, so maybe they'll miss the goal times. So who cares? If you want to make this a heavy day at a high heart rate, paired with some serious gymnastics work, and you're just going to let the clock run, break up the handstand walking as much as you need to until you do it, take all the time you need between doing singles of those squat cleans, good on you. It's a great day. If you want to get after it, well, I'll give you the goal times here. Of course, we've got a video of the handstand walk and the full clean, aka the squat clean. Super fitness robot time, it's obnoxious, okay? It's 12 minutes or less. It's obnoxious. More likely time, in the neighborhood of 20 minutes. Getting this done by the end of the day means you are one of the fittest people in the world just walking around. The fact that you can move that loading and walk in your hands that much, you're a gladiator. But a lot of us, myself included, are going to have to modify this in some way. The wild card option is 5 rounds for time or not of 5 wall walks, that's in place of the handstand walk, and then 5 squat cleans at 185 pounds for men, 135 for women. We've got a video showing the wall walk. That very much might be the route that I go, or I might even modify it a bit more, which I'll discuss in a second. The scaled option, 5 rounds for time or not, 2 laps around the box in a pike or plank position. If you don't know what that means, watch the video entitled Linchpin Handstand Walk, Scaling, Modifications, and Progressions. So 2 laps around the box, then 5 power cleans at 135 or 95, then 5 front squats at 135 or 95. So the scaled option is going to give you some great upper body strength building with those around the box deals, and then you're still going to get in a nice explosive pull off the ground with the power clean, but then it reduces the movement by not making it as complex as the squat clean in case you're not there yet, but you'll still get the below parallel strength. You'll do 5 power cleans, don't need to be unbroken, then 5 front squats. So that's, we've got a video showing all those movements, so that's a great one there. The limited equipment option, 5 rounds for time or not, 50-foot handstand walk, 15 dumbbell squat cleans, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. We've got a video showing that movement. For me personally, I might even do something, this is why I say I don't program for me. You know, I program for the masses and we give it different options, but sometimes you fall in the middle. Depending upon how I feel that day, what might be right for me is 205 pounds on the bar. That's not an option on my prescribed workout or the wild card. So I might be in the middle there. And the wall walks, depending on how my shoulders feel, might not feel that good that day. And so I might do 205 pounds on the bar, 5 rounds, 5 reps each time. But then in place of the handstand walking, I might take what the scaled option's doing and do 2 laps around the box each time. So I might kind of Frankenstein my own workout, and that's perfectly good to go. The whole point of what we're doing here is just knowledge, right? If you give 5 workout options, and you've got five different people that fits, that might be great. But if you've got 100 people you're talking to, 500 people you're talking to, 1,000 people you're talking to, well, there's a really good chance that some hands will go up and be like, I'm kind of in the middle on that. And that's okay. That's why the knowledge is power. And then you can understand the intent of the workout and make the right choice for you and just input that into the BTWB app. Unlimited equipment crew, super fitness robot, 14 minutes or less, more likely 21:30. No equipment workout, 5 rounds for time or not, 50-foot handstand walk, 50 air squats. It's a nice one to keep in your hip pocket. Accessory work, optional as always. In case after this you just feel like doing some more stuff, you know, you're one of those people. Pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg. And then push press, 3 heavy sets of 7. Cool down and stretching for the day, you're going to do your 5 to 15 minute cool down, followed by foam roller for the back and lats, or anywhere else that you need it. Trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and then the old glute stretch. That was one heck of a Tuesday. Thanks for being on board. We'll see you back here tomorrow, where there's not a barbell in sight.